This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yes, I am despicable. Yes, I am despicable, and I'm okay with it.
Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855, go ahead, I'll wait, write it down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And head up to the website, therealside.com. Now, if you buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things, come on, just can we just be honest about it? All the things you've been taught to hate, right? The labels that the left, I know I say this every night because I can't drive it home anymore. And when I'm with people who don't get it, it makes me nuts. You hear it every night. You hear me talk about it on a regular basis. Some of you say, yep, I listen every night, and you didn't hear it. And I don't know why. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, all the fun stuff. You know, I like to do all the stories that you don't hear most of the places. And later on, I'm going to try to run some YouTubes and some of the crazy stuff that Tucker Carlson has had to deal with over the last few nights. I find it amazing. There was a senator on today that was talking about how we need to get back to taking care of Americans. I'll try to play the clip later. I don't know if I can. But I'll try to play the clip later. If I can't, I'll clean up, play it tomorrow. And he couldn't get, every time he asked the senator, Tucker Carlson asked the senator, so when you say, you know, Americans, you're trying to get Americans the services they need. You're not talking about the illegals, right? You're not talking, well, you know, Tucker, we're all human. Yeah, but I need to understand, will you put the needs of Americans before you put the needs of illegals? Well, you know, everybody comes here for a better life and just trying to get to some better things going on for their kids. And yeah, but will you put America? He wouldn't answer the question. And he kept saying, well, listen, you know, when the tide rises, when the water rises, it raises all the boats. Well, we're not talking about boats. We're talking about Americans. Big deal. Couldn't get him to answer the question, which is, I think, is wonderful. We need to keep this up. We need to keep showing America that American that's in the unemployment line, that guy that can't get another job because there's four other illegals in front of him that are working, that guy that can't afford to send his daughter to college, why? Because the grants have run out because they've all gone to illegals? You see what I'm saying here? And you need to be on it. You can't give up on it. You need to stay on it. This is craziness. University of Illinois in Chicago, Chicago, teaches students to use only inclusive language. This is just nuts. A two-day workshop series held recently at the University of Illinois asked participants to watch what they saw and choose their words carefully in order to make the campus more inclusive. I guess words like bonehead, jackwagon weren't allowed. The workshops were part of a diversity and inclusion campaign called Words Matter. Boy, they must hate that. What was that song we used to sing? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Did I get that one right? I don't get it right that often. Thank you. So all of a sudden now what we're teaching our kids is sticks and stones are good things to throw, but words matter. Words will always hurt you. Come on, think about it. What do you see at the riots? Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. What do you see at the resist events? Also known as riots. Right? What are they throwing? They're throwing stones. They're throwing rocks. They're throwing sticks. All over words that you say. So they've taken that whole thing and turned it inside out. The workshops were held last week in conjunction with the College of Dentistry, and throughout the previous school year, workshops were also hosted. What does dentistry have to do with being inclusive? Pain is a universal language. Seriously. I know it's an old joke, but I always think when you think about the dentist, right, what's one of the few things he tells you that never leaves your mind? He tells you, do not stick sharp objects in your teeth. What do you do when you go in there? He starts poking away at your teeth with a sharp object. I have never understood that. It's okay for him, but I can't, you know what it is, you can't push it out of your teeth, you know, rot your teeth, and he gets to make all kinds of money poking at your teeth. What? All right, I'm sorry. So anyway, it was part of they put it up in front of a College of Dentistry class and a few other classes as well. Words Matter is designed and presented by the UIC Office of Diversity to raise awareness about the power of language, as well as offer opportunities for UIC to engage with the concept of inclusive language and its connection to the identities, inequality, and power. During the workshop, officials screened videos about campus inclusivity, passed out related literature, and asked participants to discuss strategies for change. A slideshow of the Words Matter website displayed several words that apparently have been deemed non-inclusive, such as ghetto, illegal alien, crazy, and, my favorite, insane. Now, I could have a field day with these. I don't think ghettos... See, to me, ghetto, it's a place to get out of. Right? Anybody who's been in one, lived in one, they want out. They're going to work to get out. An illegal alien? What the Constitution calls you. Who am I to argue? Hey, I'm Grover Senior Host. We'll finish it up on the other side of the break. You listen to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you spend, you know, tweeting and texting and sending me messages. If you want to send me a message, it's joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time, again, that you are being involved. You could just be listening, and, you know, I get it. That's what most people want to do. A lot of people will say, you know, don't get on my case. I don't want to get involved in the conversation. Okay, I get it. I don't know what you listen to me for anyway. Don't worry about it. Oh, God. Anyhow, the Chicago University. I get the biggest kick out of this. It's like, you know, we've been talking about this for years. But now you're actually seeing it come to fruition, right? More and more and more and more and more and more and more. You know, got workshops that are being held to teach kids how to be more inclusive. You know, we're still like, what, 47th in math and science around the world, and we're worried about inclusivity. So we can be verbally inclusive, we can be PC inclusive, yet we can't turn out an engineer to save our butts. Now, during the workshops, official screen videos about campus inclusivity. What does that mean? They told me that I can't use words like ghetto, illegal alien, crazy, and insane. I know, because they're so hurtful, right? I mean, you can't tell somebody they're acting crazy. They might be insane. They're acting insane. They're doing insane things. I mean, seriously, where were these police 20 years ago? I mean, these people, yeah, PC police, 20 or 30 years ago when I used to have to write things out of the dictionary for my teacher. They could have got rid of all these words with these big, long meanings for me. The slideshow also makes reference to phrases that assume gender or ask, where are you really from and what's your real name? So let's see. My mother, whose name is Jeanette. Oh, I'm sorry. What's her real name? Her real name is Ginevra. Okay? And she'd be more than happy to tell you she's a woman, I'm sure. And you could ask her where she's really from because she has an accent. She sure as heck isn't from here. When do these things become all bad things to do? And none of those are belittling, nor does she consider them belittling. So, Jeanette, where are you really from and what's your real name? Well, I'm really from Italy and my real name is Ginevra. Oh, that's pretty. That's nice. Wow, Italy, that's cool. Where's the bad in that? These squishies think that you're going to feel bad if you're from another country. You're going to feel bad when somebody asks you, where am I really from? I say, Boston. I'm from here, this country, but Boston. And I'm not offended. I must be the sick one because I'm not offended. In an email to the College Fix, a spokesperson with the University of Illinois in Chicago, their diversity, Office of Diversity, stated that the workshops are not focused on instruction participants on specific words that are problematic or other words that are just not nice. God. I feel like Mr. Rogers is going to come through the door any second now. You know what I'm saying? Just think about something. They'd probably say he was too white. Not inclusive enough. My neighborhood, I am sure, did not look like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. I am positive. Yet, you know what? I watched Mr. Rogers. I liked Mr. Rogers. But he wasn't... I don't even know if I know how to spell the word inclusive when I watched Mr. Rogers. Oh, my God. Again, in an email... I love these, how they soften this up, like they're not really hurting anybody. The workshops are focused on increasing awareness of the power of word choice and considering the impact of our language has on others, particularly when the words we choose may inadvertently amplify differences. Now, just to let you know, I'm an equal opportunity offender, and not that I'm proud of it, but I'm not embarrassed by it either. You see, and a group of mothers come up to me. They had an issue with something that was going on, something I had a little control over. And they were worried that their kids were going to hear certain things, see certain things in a school environment. And these were a bunch of, I'd say, conservative moms, conservative parents. And after listening to it for a while, I said, look, here's my problem with all of this. You can't protect your kids forever. And I'm not saying you throw them to the wolves either. But really, why would you raise your children to not be offended by words? To be able to push back? To be able to have an intelligent conversation? Would that be asking for a lot? Well, apparently it would be. Because there's a lot of parents that take offense at words like that. Are you saying I didn't raise my child properly? No. I'm saying you need to stop and think that if your child is so offended by words, so taken back, so devastated by the way something's laid out in word format, then maybe you need to rethink what you're doing. I got to ask. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Head up to the website. No, really, head up there. I want your email address. Every week I send out an email, let you know what's going on. Yes, I do sell stuff, but you can ignore that. You can just read the stories. If you head up to the website, though, itself, now I've got stories up there. Let our writers know what you think about the stories. You like them, you don't like them, you think they're nuts, you think I'm nuts. It doesn't really matter. So I don't know how you get involved and engaged unless you're reading and you're actually, I don't know, training yourself, teaching yourself, educating yourself on how to push back with these. I have some of you send me emails and tell me, you know, you've never heard this stuff before. At first you thought I was nuts. Now you see how true it is. But, you know, guys, I'm nothing special. If you've been listening for a while, you know I'm not anything special. So you need to be on your own. You need to be looking things up. If you've got kids in school and your kids are young or they're getting ready to head off to college, find out where you're sending them. Find out what that college is doing. What kind of news is in and around that college? Right? I mean, thank God for rich people, because right now you've got a bunch of rich people suing colleges for some of the dumb things they've done to their kids. I couldn't do it. There's a lot of parents that barely are able to send their kids to college. Could in no way sue the college to get them to do the right thing. So in this case, I will say, thank God for rich people. Or, as Corey would say, thank God for rich folk. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, the Boy Scouts were told today that Donald Trump was a Nazi. Sound like Hitler. I'll tell you more about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I love technology when it's working. When it's not working, I hate it. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can also watch us on YouTube and a few other places. But I can't tell you where those are. You got to find those on the website all by your onesies, seriously. All right, I'm going to get back to my Nazi story. If you head up to the website, look, you can buy my shirt. I was going to say you can buy my shirt, Ramblings. No, I don't have a Rambling shirt. I do have a hashtag Stand shirt. Stand for America. Stand for freedom. Stand for liberty. Stand for what you believe in. Stand for what the country believes in. I'm tired of seeing people running around with these, what are they called? Grassroots resist shirts. They show up everywhere with them. And yes, we show up with the MAGA hats and the shirts that say Make America Great Again. I get all of that, but I want you to stand with a shirt that says Stand. Let them know that you're standing. Let them know what you're standing for. And I even have one shirt that has a Stand over the resist. That's the way to go. So apparently today, tens of thousands of patriotic Boy Scouts gave President Trump a rousing welcome at the National Scout Jamboree in West Virginia, which made a whole bunch of those other kind of parents very upset. Now, they shouted his name and they chanted USA again, which made a whole bunch of them other parents very upset. But the president's speech was widely criticized by mainstream media. Now, that shouldn't be a shock to anybody. And faster than you could tie a slipknot, liberals compared Trump's Boy Scout speech to a Hitler Nazi youth speech. Is anybody surprised? If you're on the right, you're mad by this. You're not paying attention. This is expected. This is an easy one. Now, again, they're saying the Boy Scout speech is Nazi Hitler is like a Nazi Hitler youth rally. That's according to Newsweek.com. Critics accused the president of turning the Boy Scouts event into a political rally. They were especially upset over one particular comment. As he went on, he says, as the Scout law says, a Scout is trustworthy, loyal. We could use some more loyalty. I'll tell you that, he said. Okay. What's wrong with that? Oh, it might take out one of your people. You mean the ones that are still loyal to Obama. They're not loyal to the country. They're loyal to Obama. They're loyal to the Dem Party. That's who they're loyal to. That's wrong. You know, you run around screaming like a bunch of self-righteous fools that, oh, yeah, you know, we will have no loyalty to Trump. We'll have none of that. We'll have loyalty to the country. I say the same thing. No loyalty to Obama. The stuff that's being leaked is more, most of the stuff being leaked is more an irritant than anything else. And if I was the president, I would just ignore it all. And I would do the same thing he does with the news, you know, fake news. Okay, so when the story comes out, well, the story was leaked today. And they go, yep, that's right, it's leaked. And you need to flush it, like all the stuff that leaks. The comment triggered microaggressions from coast to coast. No kidding, really. The Boy Scouts must distance themselves from that offensive attempt to polarize scouting and turn them into Trump youth organizations, whined Richard Painter of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Oh, my God. I could have a lot of fun there. Ethics and responsibility and in Washington. Yeah. Yeah. That's like believing in the tooth fairy, isn't it? And accuse Trump of trying to create a Hitler boys camp? Yeah, sorry. Not buying. You apparently didn't hear your guy in the speeches he gave at colleges and other places. Trying to create division. And rekindle racism. Whatever. So the Boy Scouts must distance themselves from that offensive attempt to polarize scouting, because, you know, it's never been done before. I expect the real reason that the fake newsers were offended had more to do with the fact that the Boy Scouts cheered President Trump and booed former President Obama. With gusto, mind you. And while the rank-and-file Scouts were clearly fond of the president, the adults who run the Boy Scouts felt otherwise. They released a statement Monday night distancing themselves from the president's remarks. The Boy Scouts of America is wholly nonpartisan, does not promote any one position, product, service, political candidate, philosophy, and even sex, or gender, or whatever they're calling it. The invitation to visit the National Jamboree is a long-standing tradition. It's no way an endorsement of any political party. Like, we need you to write that? Like, we don't know that? And prior to the president's appearance, Scouts were admonished to stay clear of several chants that are popular among Trump supporters. This includes... So, hey, guys, you know, I know that you believe all those things about scouting, and we've been teaching you about freedom, and we've been teaching you about the American way, but listen, that freedom of speech thing, we're going to have to squelch it for today. How do you tell your scout that? So they pulled certain phrases. Now, one of them I can see, you know, lock her up. Yeah, come on, let's... Let the Boy Scouts grow up, huh? What do you think? Let's not get them all totally ingratiated in this garbage. Build the wall was the other one they told them they couldn't scream. They said they were considered divisive by many members of our audience and may cause unnecessary friction between individuals and units. The pundits also complained about the president playing politics with the Boy Scouts, but in fairness, the FAR lifted that to the Boy Scouts years ago. Didn't they? Remember when the Boy Scouts did exactly what the left pushed them to do? And if you don't know, you need to go look it up on your own. It's not a surprise anybody that the BSA leadership backed away from President Trump and his message. The Boy Scouts long ago turned its back on longstanding values for the sake of appealing the sex and gender revolutionaries, the PC police, whatever you want to call them, I don't care. They should have stand rock solid on their core values. So what? How long do you think, seriously, how long do you think that some of their main sponsors would have pulled out and stayed out when the Boy Scouts were going through all that turmoil. How long do you think it would have been before a solid Christian organization would have stepped up? Even the Mormon Church has now started their own, and they made up a major portion of the Boy Scouts. But they've made up their own Boy Scout type of organization. It's just, again, I love this stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let me see, what else do I got here? What other fun stuff do I have on the hot seat? I like this one. The appeals court in Washington, well, out of D.C., actually ruled, ready for this? You guys are going to fall over. They actually ruled in favor of the Second Amendment. So a federal appeals court Tuesday struck down a District of Columbia's gun control measure that the court said essentially is an outright ban in violation of the Second Amendment. Now, D.C. requires gun owners to have a good reason to obtain a concealed carry permit, but what is that good reason? No place does it call out what a good reason is. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit struck down the regulation as too restrictive in a 2-1 decision. The good reason law is necessarily a total ban on most D.C. residents' right to carry a gun in the face of ordinary self-defense needs, so said Judge Griffin. Bans on the ability of most citizens to exercise an enumerated right would have to flunk any judicial test. Now, the decision deals another legal blow to the efforts by city officials to rewrite gun regulations since the Supreme Court declared a Second Amendment right to gun ownership in a 2008 D.C. gun case. It should be the same thing here in California. You guys in California can now use this to getting your concealed carry. They can't just tell you that you have to have a good reason. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, reading, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time. I know there's like 3 gabillion other shows out there you could be watching, but you've chosen this one, which tells me the high IQ you have. And I do appreciate you, some of you hanging in there when they're having those technical issues on some of those other places. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there as well. So, let's see. We were talking about the appeals court in D.C. that decided that the hard/harsh gun laws, you can't get a concealed carry permit in D.C. unless you can prove do you have a good reason? But what's a good reason? I was looking for the list. I couldn't find it. So anyway, the justices now have turned around and said, hey, on a 2-1 decision, that, hey, no, this flies in the face of the Second Amendment. You can't do this. So right now there are about 124 concealed handgun permits. That's according to John Lott, who we've had on the show before. That's from the Prevention Research Center. They say it's a huge win. Now, Lott told Fox News if D.C. were like the 42 right-to-carry states, they would have about 48,000 permits instead of the 124 they have. Right now, D.C. prevents most the most vulnerable people,
particularly poor blacks who live in high crime areas of D.C., from having any hope of getting a permit for protection. The lone dissenter, Judge Karen Henderson, said the district's regulation passes muster because of the city's unique security challenges as the nation's capital. I don't see that in the Second Amendment, though. Do you? Do you see where it says you have the right to bear arms everywhere but near where the president is? I couldn't find that. Maybe I don't read so good, you know? Gun rights groups and Republican attorneys general from more than a dozen states told the court that the district system is unconstitutional because the typical law-abiding citizen could not obtain a permit. City officials could ask all judges of the circuit to rule on the matter if they elect to appeal the decision. But it doesn't look like they'd, you know, get anywhere with it. Look, the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. Whether you like it or not, it's there for a reason. And those of you who think the NRA is terrible, you need to go back and look and see why the NRA was started, what it did, what it continues to do today. You can't find anywhere where the NRA doesn't stick up for an African-American or a woman when it comes to the right to bear arms. Right? Come on, let's not be stupid about this. Okay, some more crazy stories from the day. New problem. Let's see what else we got here. I got so much stuff to move through that it's kind of it's almost sad. Now this young person was attacked. Actually, the young people attacked the professor. No, not from Gilligan's Island. So following student accusations of racism and homophobia, and subsequently facing diminished teaching prospects, art professor Michael Bonesteel recently resigned from his position at the School of Art Institute. Guess where? Come on, guess. Chicago. Claiming he was unfairly vilified, demonized by a small cadre of militant LGBTQ students with an authoritarian agenda. Think about this. Think it through. Right, so he has a small group of students that made him nuts and he backed away. We need fighters. You conservatives, you guys that claim to be conservatives, that you're willing to fight, you need to fight. You need to stay. It doesn't matter. Look, when you have that small of a group, and I mean a real small group, come after you, why do you back down? But the school says, no, that never happened. Right? The school says they've never infringed on his academic freedom. Now, Bonesteel taught at the art school for nearly 15 years, from 2003 until the past semester, according to his website. He published the first definitive book in America on world-renowned outsider artist Henry Darger. Wouldn't know him if I tripped over the guy. Bonesteel's departure from the Institute was motivated by two separate student-involved incidents that led the university to take action against him, according to the interviews he gave to the Chicago Reader. Now, in December of last year, during a class discussion regarding Henry Darger's artwork that depicted mostly young girls with male genitalia, Bonesteel advanced the theory that the artist may have been sexually abused as a child. Transgender student in the class took offense to the theory and complained. Really? So the guy's been teaching this class forever, and one person in the class doesn't like his theory. So let's get him fired. This is just amazing. The student, Bonesteel, told Rob Vision that there was no proof that Darger was sexually abused, and therefore he was wrong to propose a theory, while the dean of faculty, Lisa Wainwright, eventually ruled that the student complaint was unfounded. Bonesteel ended up apologizing for his insensitivity. So they can say anything they want about us old white guys. They can say anything they want about us conservative Republicans, or even Christians for that matter. That's not insensitive. But when the shoe's on the other foot, it's a whole different animal, isn't it? Now, after meeting with a diversity counselor, writing an apology for the student who felt offended, saying that he should have treated the subject with more delicacy, Well, what should he have done? I mean, they would have been happy if he didn't do anything with it. He didn't talk about it at all. Now, the second incident came 2 days later in another course taught by Bonesteel. During the discussion period, according to Bonesteel, a student went on a long diatribe about perceived anti-Semitic attitudes about Gerard Jones, the author of a book assigned to the class. The student went on to criticize School of the Art Institute of Chicago to make accusations of racism, homophobia, against Bonesteel in particular. Same student also complained about the lack of a trigger warning when Bonesteel used the word rape later in the discussion. This is what I was saying earlier with you people. You parents, you moms, you dads, whatever. Seriously, if your kids can't handle a word or how a word is used, you really need to rethink how you brought the child up. Ruling on this complaint, Dean Wainwright ultimately determined that if more likely than not, that Bonesteel's conduct in relation to the student constituted harassment based on gender identity and violations of the school policy against discrimination. Right. Because a one student complained and felt, I don't know, personally triggered. With all the kids in that school and all the other transgender kids in that school, this is it. This is the only one. This is the only. This makes him guilty, right? Several months later, another student filed an additional complaint against Bone. Why did it take months? Maybe there was collusion here. At the end of the school year, the school informed Bonesteel that his teaching hours would be cut to the point that he would be ineligible for health insurance benefits, at least through the college. Well, he could get Obamacare, right? Oblamocare should have been good enough for him. The scholar told the news outlet that Bonesteel also stated that he was told he would not be allowed to teach comic book courses anymore, and that his outsider art classes were going to be overhauled by replacing material from outsider art scholars with new readings from academic journals. Yeah, this doesn't sound like retaliation now, does it? You know, really, think about it. They were quick to blame Trump when it came to firing Comey and a couple of other things he's done. There had to be retaliation. Had to be his nastiness. Had to be his hate. Just crazy. Bonesteel said that he finally, when he looked at all these decisions and the things they were pushing on him, he found them to be unacceptable. And he said, you know what? It's time to resign. Bonesteel wrote in his resignation letter that he felt the situation was an abuse of Title IX protections. He told a reader that the SAIC was a toxic environment and that he felt more like a police state than a place where academic freedom and open exchange... Oh, come on, Bonesteel. You didn't know this before? Were you, like, in a coma until that afternoon? The college fix contacted him by email, and he said that he wasn't given any more interviews. Everything I want to say has been published. Reached via email, Institute spokesman Bree Witt informed the college fix that she can't speak to personnel matters. though she added, I can tell you that Mr. Bonesteel chose to leave school. No kidding. When you browbeat them like that, what would you expect them to do? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The next hour, I got so much stuff I want to try to push through in the next hour. Am I going to make it? I don't know. But we're going to try. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, during the break, you can give me your email address. Really that simple. Give me your email address. Read the stories. Enjoy yourself. We'll be back in a little while. Again, The Real Side on GCN Live.